Good morning, church family.
各位早。
This morning, we're going to begin a new series in the book of Colossians. If you'd like to turn with me to Colossians, that's where we'll be this morning, in chapter 1.
今天我们要介绍的是哥罗西书。我们如果各位把圣经带来的，可以把它打开看哥罗西书。
This morning I want to talk to you about a very vital part of the life of being a Christian.
今天我跟你们要介绍在我们做基督徒里面很重要的一环。
It's an extremely important element and way of being as a follower of Jesus.
他告诉我们怎么做真正的耶稣的门徒。
And that is gratefulness. This morning we're talking about gratefulness.
我们今天早上要谈的就是我们怎么感恩。
I know that typically what happens in the church is that come Thanksgiving, we have a message on thankfulness, and then the rest of the year, we don't really think about being thankful. We don't talk about it.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们记得吧，常常碰到我们都会谈到感恩的事情，但是好像过了节以后，我们很少谈这个话是怎么样的感恩。
But for the Christian, gratefulness is it's a way of life, it's a way of being.
但是做一个基督徒的话，感恩是我们生命的一部分。
One verse in the scriptures tells us to give thanks in all circumstances.
在圣经上这告诉我们在任何的环境里面我们都要感恩。
It says, for this is God's will for you. To be thankful is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
On the other hand, the Apostle Paul, when he's describing to his young mentoree, the one who he's mentoring, when he describes what it's like when he warns Timothy about the end days, he gives a description of the people.
保罗也是说在他我们的末日的时候怎么样的做应该。
He says there will be very difficult times in the last days.
在末日的时候是非常艰苦的日子。
He says people will only love themselves and their money.
人只会专顾自己贪爱钱财。
They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and they will be ungrateful.
自夸、狂妄、毁谤人家、违背父母的旨意、忘恩负义、心里面存了不纯洁。
In other words, to be ungrateful in your life is the antithesis of what it is to be Christian.
假如你没有一个存感恩的心的话，是完全违反神的教导。
And so this morning, again, we're going to be looking at the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Colossus.
今天我们上就是看保罗怎么写信给哥罗西。
Paul is writing this church in Colossus, which is it's located in modern day Turkey.
这个罗西这个教会在今天就是土耳其的领土里面。
Most guess that he was probably writing this letter probably from Rome.
他写信可能保罗是从罗马发信出去的。
And though Paul had never actually been with this church, he'd never visited Colossus, he knew about this church.
保罗可能基本上他没有建立这个教会，他从来也没有到过哥罗西。
Paul was visited by Epaphras, who is a native, who is from Colossus.
他认得一个人，他叫做以巴佛。这个人，他可能是建立教会的人。
And some guess that Epaphras was the one who probably brought the gospel, who started the church in Colossus.
这个人可能是在传福音到这个哥罗西，然后他也建立这个教会。
But there is some bad news. Epaphras is talking about his home church, but he says that there is a philosophy that is going through the church.
这个 以巴弗这个人谈到过去很不好的历史，就是他们的教会信仰一些哲学。
We know that there's a philosophy that is being spread in the church because he talks about it in chapter 2.
在第二章的时候会提到，你知道他讲这个哲学，什么样的哲学，怎么回事？
He says, all right, to the church, he says, do not be led astray by this philosophy or this high-sounding nonsense.
他警告他们就说，你们不应该相信这个哲学，你知道这些无稽之谈，你知道会把你们带到正途 不到正途上面去。
We are not exactly sure what this philosophy is. We have some clues based on the letter, but it's kind of like listening to a conversation on the phone where you only hear one side of the conversation. So we're not quite sure what this philosophy is, but we do have some sense of what it is.
我们不太确定，你知道他这个哲学里面到底讲什么东西，你知道这好像是你在听一边电话一边的讲话对话，那你不听到对面的，不知道完全是他在说什么东西。但是我们可以从圣经上点点滴滴可以发现大概是什么样的情形。
But as Paul is writing this letter to Colossus, before he addresses the philosophy that is going through the trouble in the church, he starts out by telling the church how thankful he is, how grateful he is.
在他还没有谈论到这个哲学的时候，他就告诉他们的会众保罗怎么样感恩，怎么样感谢神。
Instead of going directly to the problem, instead of starting out with the problem, he's like, oh, there are so many reasons that we have that I give thanks, that we give thanks for you in Colossus.
在针对这个有前面有这个问题有困难的时候，保罗就是先就是讲他是如何的感谢神。
And church, sometimes we do that, don't we? Instead of giving thanks in our prayer, instead of like talking to God and saying, oh, Lord, when we come to you, we have so much blessing in our lives, we have so much to be thankful for. Sometimes we go directly to the issue, don't we? I do that, I certainly do that. Sometimes when I'm praying to God, I'm like, I forget to give thanks, and I go straight to what I need, what I want from the Lord.
我们常常是不是发现我们祷告的时候跟神说的时候我们都是直接了当的说我们要求什么，你知道很少我们就是说怎么感谢神在前面。
I know sometimes it's out of desperation. It's sometimes that we're praying and we're praying out of desperation. So it's easy for us to forget to give thanks to the Lord. It's easy, right? Because we're just like, I'm in so much need right now. I need to tell you what I need, God.
因为我们常常在这个困境里面，我们都想很迫切的要求什么，神给我们什么事情，降临在我们身上。但是我们很少先去感谢神。
But what if we were to switch things around a little bit? What if we were to approach God just a little bit differently this morning, or this week, or in our lives, where each time we approached Him, we're like, "Yep, I'm in trouble, Lord. But here's some things that I'm just so grateful for."
那我们今天早上把我们方法改变一下，当你求神的时候，你把感谢上帝放在前面，然后你再讲你所要求的什么东西。
Let's take a look at some of the reasons Paul gives for us to be grateful this morning.
保罗提出很多很多的理由，我们为什么要感谢神。
Look with me in Colossians chapter 1, we'll start out with verses 1 through 5, says this.
我们先从那个哥罗西书第一章读到第五章。
This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. We are writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always pray for you.And we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here comes the first reason to be grateful. Verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which comes from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This is the word of the Lord.Here's the first reason. Be grateful. Be grateful this morning for all and anyone who's received the good news. Okay?
他就是我们看到他第一章到第五章 保罗就首先的感谢神。
Paul had never met this church. He had never met any of the people of this church. Okay.
保罗从来没有去过这个教会，也没有碰过这些教会的人。
But I imagine that the Epaphras, who came from Colossus and came to see Paul, I imagine that Epaphras had a holy bragging about his church, maybe he was proud of his church. When he thought back to his church, he's like, oh, let me tell you, Paul, let me tell you about my church.
当以巴弗这个人跟接近保罗的时候，告诉他，他有这非常的热心，想告诉他他们教会是多么的好。
Paul, you should see them. You should see their love that they have for Jesus. You should see how much that they, when they live their lives,They serve one another. They love one another. They are radiant and full of the Spirit.
他们彼此服侍，彼此相爱。你可以看到他多热爱这个教会。
I imagine if Epaphras might talk about specific stories of people that he has seen come to know the Lord, stories of people who once were something, you know, outside of the Lord.And then came to know the Lord. I imagine that he has those stories of those specific faces, those specific names in his mind. And when he thinks about them, he's like, oh, Paul, I got to tell you. I mean, you should see how the Lord's hand is working in our church.
他很急迫地告诉保罗说，这些特别他在教会认的人，他怎么样从一个不信主的，怎么样是变成信主的，他这么的热心，想告诉保罗分享他的感谢。
And I imagine that Epaphras is, when he talks with Paul, he bubbles over with gratefulness.
所以这个我们看到以巴弗这个人，他充满了感激的心。
I spoke with Lou Ray. Lou Ray is, I call him Ray. He's a brother who came to this church. He and his wife Natalie recently moved to Indianapolis.
上次我们不知道你们认不认识他，我跟那个教会的刘瑞，你知道谈话，他的太太叫 Natalie， 你知道他是在我们的教会的，他最近呢，搬到这个 Minneapolis 去了。
I talked with Ray earlier this week and asked him permission if I could share some of his story with you。
我跟他讲是不是我可以把你的故事跟我们今天在会堂上跟大家分享。
Ray is getting baptized. You know, there's a baptism this Easter, and he's coming back. He and Natalie are coming back to our church to be so he can be baptized.
他和他太太要在那个 Easter 的时候要回到我们教会里面受洗。
Ray and Natalie are a part of them. We call it an alpha group. It's just a group that comes together for people who are interested in learning more about Jesus, who Jesus is, who can ask.Questions about Jesus, you can discover who Jesus is.
他参加一个组织叫 Alpha 的，他这个群体就是专门跟别人宣道的，告诉人家基督耶稣是什么样的人。
And so Ray, before even coming to this group, he'd already been talking, he'd already been thinking about the Lord. For I think for quite some time, he'd already been like going, "Who is this Jesus? Do I want to follow him?"
在他还没有信主，他已经有这个想法，他要把基督耶稣介绍给别人。
And I remember at one point in our group, in our living room, I remember sharing with him, I remember getting up and I said, you know what, let's stop for a minute. I just want to share with you straight out, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? And so I laid out, I took time and I'm like, here is what the gospel is. Here's what the Bible says. Here's what Jesus says about himself.
他很热心的就说他要跟人家讲这个圣经，就是怎么福音是怎么样来的。
And at the end of sharing the gospel, I told the people, I said, hey, look, I want you to identify, respond to this, respond to what you hear, what you're hearing. Where are you with the Lord? Where do you stand with the Lord? And I had two different circles, two different choices. Where do you sit with the Lord? And Ray was very honest. He was like, no, I like Jesus. I think I could follow him, butThat's not where I'm at right now. I'm not there. I'm here. I'm on the other side.
他跟刘瑞谈这个事情的时候，他说：“现在你的信仰怎么样？”他说：“我现在还没有到这个地步，但是我现在正在这个走这个方向。”
And I asked Ray, I said, Ray, is there, Is there anything that you can think of that's hindering you? Is there any reason why that you would not want to come into this relationship, come into faith with Jesus? Is there anything that you can say? Is there anything that's holding you back?
那我就问刘瑞，你到底是什么事情是阻拦你？你不能马上的就是接受这个。
Ray would say, you know, I just have questions. There's just some things, you know, I think that Ray couldn't even maybe articulate what is holding him back.
刘瑞跟我讲，他也不能详细说明是什么原因。他说好像有些阻拦在他那边。
Church, it reminds me so much of myself. For two years, I heard the gospel again.And again, people who loved me, who cared for me, would share with me the gospel again and again. And I'd ask questions, and I'd ask questions, and I'd ask questions. At one point, I actually understood the gospel. I understood the gospel. I got what it meant.
那我到这个教会，他告诉我，他来了两年，他有不断的问题，你知道，就提出来，你知道，他说，有这个问题在里面。
And someone asked me. They said, "Is there anything you understand the gospel? Is there anything that's?" Preventing you from placing your faith to follow Jesus Christ.
我就还是问他，我说你不是相信这个耶稣说的话吗？到底是你有什么事情，那会有给你一个阻拦
？And I was the same as Ray. I was like, I'm not ready. I just there's just something in me that's just, I just don't want to. I'm not ready yet.
然后他说他也讲不出什么，就是好像他还没有预备好自己。
Last month.Maybe a month and a half ago, Ray came and sat down and he said, you know what, Brady, I'd like to be baptized. I'd like to be baptized.
一个半月以前 ,Ray 就告诉我说我愿意接受耶稣受洗。
I said, Ray, what, I was curious, what changed? What moved in you? What changed?
我就很好奇问他你怎么会改变这么快到底是什么原因使你改变愿意受洗。
And Ray said, for me,I realized, I came to the realization. Brady, I came to the realization that I could be asking questions for the rest of my life. I could be questioning the validity of Jesus and who he is, his love for me. I could do that for the rest of my life.
刘瑞就告诉我说我为什么有这个这么快的决定因为我知道我这一生都会有不断的问题会提出来我终身都可以问这些没有解决的问题。
So he said, I'm simply deciding to trust. I'm just going to trust him. I don't have all my questions answered. I don't have all my questions answered.
我今天没有得到全部的答案，但是我现在愿意交出自己，我愿意跟随耶稣，相信他的话。
But I'm going to choose to follow him.
我愿意跟随他。
And when I hear that, when he said, Brady, I want to be baptized, my heart just jumped. You know, I'm just like, oh, really, Ray? Like, really?You are? Like, because sometimes in my mind, I just wonder, when I'm with people sometimes, when I'm with my family, when I'm with other people, sometimes I just wonder in my mind, will they ever come to know? Like, will they ever come to know the Lord? Will they ever follow?
Well, 我也是非常的兴奋，你知道，但是我说这个事情真的是吗？你知道，你既然决定就很快的信主。
So this morning, when I think of Ray, I told him, I said, when I look at Colossians and it says,We pray for you always, and we give thanks for God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard your trust in Christ Jesus. I said, Ray, that's my heart for you. Like, I thank God for you all the time. When I think of you and Natalie, I thank God for you, and I pray for you all the time.
所以当我今天看到哥罗西的时候，我就知道这种心境，你知道，他就是要先要感谢，然后我要接受基督做我的救主。
Is there anyone this morning in your own heart?That when you think of the miracle of them coming to know the Lord, that you're just like, I'm just so thankful. I'm just so grateful. When I think of, maybe it's been years since they've come to know the Lord. Maybe it's been just recently that they've come to know the Lord. But is there anyone in your heart this morning you're like, oh, whenever I realize that we will be together for eternity, that we will see them forever, you're like, ah, I'm just so, so, so grateful.
今天像我们坐在这里的和我自己一样我们应该是感谢神在你想想看你怎么认识主的你也许是很长的时间也许是很短的时间
Maybe you thought that they would never come to faith in Jesus Christ Maybe you had been praying for them for years Maybe you had almost given up and you've resigned You've almost like, well, I just think that they may never come to know the Lord Maybe you've almost reached that point
也许那你们的自己的经历，有些你做很过很久也没有信耶稣，但是有的时候你自己有的时候还有很大的阻力，觉得我可能就不会信了，但是我们还是要感谢主。
And then a miracle happened inside them, a miracle.
这就是奇迹的发生。
Paul doesn't have a personal connection to the church, but he has heard of their faith, and he and Timothy, even though he doesn't know them,He's never even met them. He's like, I still give thanks that you have trusted Jesus. You have faith in Jesus Christ.
这里就让保罗和他的兄弟提摩太虽然没有到过这个教会，但他们有这种信心。
And the reason that he knows that their faith is real, not only because of Epaphras's testimony, but it says that he has heard of their love for the church. He hears that their love is genuine.For God's people.
他知道他的信心是坚定的，而且他是非常诚心的相信。
And just like we've been learning in 1 John, when we went through the whole book of 1 John, we know that one of the ways we know if someone has been born of the Spirit is when they show genuine love for God's people. They're like, yep, I want to show God's love to God's people. I want to demonstrate God's love to God's people. It's just a tried and true way to know if.A person has been born of the Spirit.
就像我们曾经提过的，从约翰一书里面，我们就是生来有圣灵的感动，然后我们就会相信。
Church, I know that there are many that we long in our hearts. Like I know that out here, that there are many of you who are like I long to see this person come to know the Lord.
我们相信我们这边也是很多人一样，就是渴求、渴慕的来相信主。
And at the very same time.When we think about the church, who are you? Who this morning? Who are you grateful for? You're like, I'm just so glad. I'm so glad that we're brothers. I'm so glad that we're sisters. I'm so glad that my mother, my father, my sibling, one of the sisters and brothers in the church know the Lord.
我们在这个教会里面，我们真的也是要感谢，我们有这么多的，有是你的坐在旁边，是你的弟兄，是你的姐妹，是这么的。接近这么的靠近
And it would certainly not be wrong if one of those people that you are so grateful for is just yourself. I'm just so grateful. I am so thankful for the grace of God in my life because I remember who I once was. I remember where I once was. I remember who I was before I met the Lord.
我很知道我自己没有认识主的时候是什么样的情形，所以我到今天是一直都是非常感谢主。
You ever wonder? You remember we had this weird question? Sometimes I would wonder, like, where would I be right now? Who would I be, or what would I be like had I never met the Lord?
我常常今天有这个问题：假如我没有认识上帝的话，我今天是怎么样的人？我今天的处境是怎么样子的
？Paul gives us a second reason to be grateful.
保罗给第二个理由，他这么的感谢主。
The gospel is still relevant today and to every single culture out there.
这个福音在今天一样的对我们是有效有力的。
Verse 6. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives.Just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace.
在这个第六节里面讲，这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天下，并且结果增长，如同你们中间。
Another reason.
自从你们听见福音，就知道神的恩惠的日子一样。
Another reason for you to give thanks today. Another reason for you to be grateful today. The gospel that transformed you and is transforming you is going out all over the world.
因为这个福音，我们为什么要感谢主？是因为它传到你的身上，也传到普天下人的身上。
You know, sometimes I'm tempted because when we look at the Bible, when I talk with people, they're like, you know, the message is 2,000 years old.The gospel is 2,000 years old. It's a very old message.
所以当我每次有时候我有个感觉，当我看圣经的时候，我就觉得好像这个圣经是很老的，是2000年以前的话。
Some people might go, come on, Brady. I mean, this was written like by people who used to wear sandals, and like this was like back in biblical times. It's not relevant for us today.
有人就告诉我说是Pastor Brady， 这是很老的东西。人家要穿拖鞋的时候，这种到今天已经是这么久的时候，这是不适合时代的。
Does the gospel still hold power today? Is it still relevant? Does it still hit people's lives, touch people's hearts?
今天我们想想看，这个圣经是不是在今天还是一样的感动人？
For those of you who are followers of Jesus, you only need to look to your own life. You can remember back. Those of you who are born of the Spirit of the Lord, you can go look. Yeah, I know it's relevant. Why?I'm living it. I'm a living testimony of the relevancy of the gospel.
你今天可以回想到你从前的日子，也看到我们今天为什么会信主，相信上帝的话。
Have I been perfected? Absolutely not. Have I arrived? Absolutely not. But is God moving in my life? Is there transformation happening? Can I look back 10 years ago in my life and see how different I was, who I once was? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
你可以想到你如果十年或者更久的以前，你的生活是怎么样，你的生命是怎么样的，我们今天变成一个基督徒就是应该感谢神。
I was talking to a pharmacist. I met a pharmacist some time ago.
我从前认得一个药剂师。
When I meet people, I enjoy learning about people, learning their stories, learning from them.
我很愿意是很高兴会认识一些朋友，因为我们可以从他们的话里面学到一些东西。
He was telling me that his pharmacy was located in between Pontiac and Bloomfield Hills.
他的药房呢是开在跟那个庞迪亚克和 Bloomfield 当中的这个地点。
So that's interesting. That's interesting. You. So that means you serve people from Pontiac and then you serve people from Bloomfield Hills. That's a very different population. That's very different groups that are coming into your pharmacy.
他觉得很有意思，这两个是完全不同的地方。我就解释一下，Bloomfield 大家很知道，都是很有钱的人住的地方 ；Pontiac 是很穷人住的地方。
Socioeconomically, it's just two different populations of people.
他们这里面呢住的人完全不一样的人。
I said, do you notice the difference? I mean, is there actually a difference between?People who are coming from Pontiac and people who are coming from Bloomfield Hills of the different kinds of medicines that they're receiving from you, that their prescriptions.
他我就很好奇地问他，那你给这个 Bloomfield 的人开的药哈，拿的药是不是跟那个 Pontiac 的人开的药是不是不一样的药？
He said yes, absolutely. There's a difference. There's a difference.
他说当然嘛，这些他们两种社区的人吃不同的药。
He said in Pontiac prescriptions, and of course he's not giving personal information away. You know, he's not well. He's not giving personal, but he's in Pontiac. Most of the prescriptions are for physical ailments. They're physical ailments. People have problems with their body, and those are the prescriptions that I mainly fill from.
他讲我在 Pontiac 那这些拿药的人，我给他开的药都是就是说身体上有疾痛的、有病痛的或者有痛苦的这些的情形，我跟他开的药。
He says from Bloomfield Hills, he says most of the people that come in from Bloomfield Hills are filling prescriptions for like social anxiety, social anxiety, for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, for depression.It's not so much. Of course, both populations have those, right? Of course, right? But he's like, I notice more from Bloomfield Hills. There are more people who are having those kinds of prescriptions.
他在 Bloomfield Hill 这些人拿药都是一些受就是很精神很颓丧的这些人，有都是精神上有很多压力的这些人，或者是他们在人际的关系里面不是很好的。
Church, hear me out. I'm not saying that as a Christian you can never have depression or never be sad or never need help. That's not my point. My point is that again, even having in Bloomfield Hills, place where it's most people have nice homes, are employed.Have good jobs, are professionals. Even the things that people strive for, that live for, like I want a nice home, I want a family. Even in those populations, just like ours, there are still brokenness. There's still brokenness. Okay.
我倒不是说做基督徒不应该有些腿上啊这些病痛，我只是说你们可以看到这两个圈子都是不一样的人，他们有很高的收入，有很好的工作，但是他们还是非常的腿上。
You drive through the neighborhood and you look at the homes and they're beautiful and they're manicured. They're manicured.
你如果去到 Bloomfield， 你开车过那边，他们的房子都是非常大的，非常漂亮的，你知道，这是我们所有很多人买不起的。
But I tell you that within those walls of those homes, there is broken relationships.
但是我今天告诉你，你住在那大房子后面的人，很多的家庭的关系是非常不好的。
There's brokenness in how people see themselves, not only with other people, but with how they see themselves.
别人看他的跟他自己看他自己是不一样的。
There's brokenness in how they relate to God, the relationship with God. There's brokenness there.
和上帝没有关系。
Wealthy or poor, it still holds true.
但是很多很穷的人，他照样过了很真实的生活。
I tell you that the good news is as relevant in Bloomfield Hills as it is in Pontiac.
所以在这个关系上面，好像看起来并没有什么不同。
One of my favorite quotes, I shared this quote with you before, but it's just so worth repeating. It's again, it's by this actor.Who is no longer prominent, but his name is Jim Carrey. Okay.
我大概跟你们曾经讲过，他讲过一句话，你知道，今天我再跟你们重复一下，因为我觉得 Jim Carrey 他讲这个话是很好的话。
I like it, his quote, because he captures the truth. Okay.
他讲这个话是很有真理的。
Jim Carrey was quoted as saying this: I think everybody should get rich and famous.And do whatever they ever dreamed of, so they can see that that's not the answer.
我真他讲这个话就说，我想到每个人大多希望很成功、很有钱、很有名，但是这不是你的答案。
I like that quote because Jim Carrey was once upon a time he was an A-list actor. He had reached the highest level of success in his field.
因为他这个人从前是非常成功的医生，非常有钱。
He had won a couple of Golden Globes, okay?
他也演电影，他得到很多的奖。
People had recognized him to be successful.
他非常的成功。
He was married once upon a time to a beautiful actress, you know?
他有一阵娶过一个非常漂亮的电影明星。
He had made, like, justmillions. Security was never an issue, is not an issue for Jim Carrey. He doesn't worry about if he will run out of money. It's not an issue for him.
他非常非常的有钱，对他的安全感完全是没有问题，他对钱方面。
And yet Jim Carrey has realized that there is a hole inside him that is yet to be filled.
但是 Jim Carrey 他觉得他心里面还是有一个洞，永远没有充满过。
Something is missing, even though he has been given all...that the world has to offer.
就是世界上都钱财都给他，他还是觉得他有些不满足的地方，他心里还有一个不满足的。
See, the good news, the gospel, it is still relevant even 2,000 years later because it fits a hole inside the human heart that is still exists today.
所以我就讲，这个古老的圣经是2000多年前，在今天还是使用。我们心里还是有个空洞需要填满。
And it can be filled by no other being or person or thing other than Jesus Christ.
我们觉得任何的不是一个人或任何的事情可以满足你的，除了主耶稣基督以外。
So this morning you can go, oh, I'm just so grateful that this gospel, this Jesus that we praise, that we come and worship, this story is still relevant and is going out all over the world.And it's changing, transforming lives, even today. Even as we talk and speak and worship today, it is transforming lives across the globe.
所以我今天就觉得这个圣经是永远不会过时的。它在我们人生里面改变这么多的人在世界上。
You have heard some of their stories and I have heard their stories in so many countries around the world.
你也听到，我也听到，这个圣经传播到世界上这么多国家。
You know, one of the ways you can concretely express your thanksgiving.
我们所以今天要有个感恩的心。
Ways that you can go, yeah, I just want to express my thankfulness is to give that story away, to give the gospel away.
所以我要把这个圣经去告诉人家，传给人家知道。
It is like finding, the gospel is like finding, coming across a treasure. And it's like, oh, you discover this treasure, God shows you this treasure, and you're like, I want to give this. Now that I've discovered it, how can I keep it to myself? And one of the ways you can go, you can express your thanksgiving to the Lord is go, yeah, I'm just going to give that away. I'm going to give you away.
这是圣经认识主是最好的宝藏，我要把宝藏也要给人家。
Next week, OCC has an evangelistic message in the gospel. The gospel will be shared next week.
下个礼拜我们以宣道的周在我们教会。
One of the ways you can express to God, like, I'm just so grateful, is share it with somebody. Invite someone. Come in here. Come in here. What has changed, what has transformed my life, and is transforming my life.
我现在就是存了一个感激的心，邀请你的朋友没有认识主的到我们的教会来认得主。
Paul gives the church one more reason to be grateful.
保罗又讲了另外一个理由，他为什么要感谢神。
Be grateful that God has given us a solid foundation in the true gospel.
因为圣经上是讲真理，是讲的的确确的事情。
Verse
7第七节
You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. Okay.
第七节他这样讲，正如你们从我所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，为我们做了基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
Okay, so Epaphras was the one whom God used to bring the gospel to the people of Colossus.
他就是在讲到以巴弗这个人在哥罗西的。
And what Paul is doing is he's giving thanks.For Epaphras' faithful ministry of the gospel. He's like, you know what? Epaphras, this brother that has come to me, that shares with me about you all, I'm just so thankful that God has used him. I'm just so thankful that he has been faithful, a faithful servant to the true gospel.
保罗正面的感谢主，因为他有这样的好的那个神的仆人，这样传讲他的福音。
One of the things that OCC is committed to, that Oakland Chinese Church is committed to, is to preaching the Word of God as it is. To present the gospel as it is described in the Bible, nothing else.
我们 OCC 很宝贵的就是说我们照着圣经，就是说 不谈别的东西，只有专注在圣经上。
I know that sounds obvious, like what else would you preach on? Like what else is there to preach on in the Bible?
他说：“你们用这个圣经怎么样跟人家传福音呢？”
But I tell you that we can't take it for granted, because I've been in other churches where the gospel is just not preached. I've been to churches where I have been for some time and I don't hear the gospel.
我认为我真的是应该感谢主，我们有 OCC 的教会，因为我到很多的教会都是不一样的，和我们不同的。
When I think of the history of Oakland Chinese Church, I think I've heard.Before I came in 2006. Okay.
我来的时候到这个教会比较晚，是2006年的。我知道重新的故事在我们教会的历史上面。
I hear the foundation, the roots of how Oakland Chinese Church started, and it started with an evangelistic Bible study, right? It started as an evangelistic Bible study. People were like, let's start with the gospel. Let's start talking about Jesus.Right here amongst us.
我知道我们 OCC 教会的历史就是当初有一群人建立在读经里面，就是怎么样的宣道跟别人。
And some churches start with the gospel, and then somehow, some way, they slowly drift away from the gospel. But what I'm so grateful for, our church, is that our church is, by God's grace, He has kept us focused in on the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们很感恩，因为上帝在我们 OCC 身上做的工，使我们能够专注在读经方面。
Because when the true gospel is shared, and when people receive Him, Jesus Christ's Spirit comes inside and lives in the people.
当我们读经的时候，我们耶稣就住在我们的心里，使我们知道他的意思。
And we know when the Spirit comes and lives in the people, one of the expressions of that is just gratefulness. A people who are grateful.
圣灵住在我们的里面，我们就自然有一份感恩的心在我们身上。
I love the last verse in our passage.
我喜欢最后的一段话，在这个。
Says, He has told us about the love for others that the Spirit has given you.
他最后说，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱情告诉了我们。
See, there's a passage again talking about his church. He's like, you know, when I think back at my church, Paul, when I think back at my church, one of the markings of my church is that they love people. They love people.
因为在这个教会，它是爱人的教会。
They practically serve each other. They serve the community. They just love people.
他们彼此服侍，他们爱人。
And may it be that next week,Right, well, next week when people come to the evangelistic message, that when they come and they step into the doors of Oakland Chinese Church, that some way they're like, yeah, you know, when we leave the church, we just feel like there's an element of love here. There's something here. There's a graciousness. There's mercy. There's patience here at this church.
当我们下个礼拜有这个宣教的时候。请这些朋友来的时候，表现出我们 OCC 教会有爱心，有对人家有感动。
When they leave this church, they can say, you know, one thing I can say about the church is whenever I hear the people, they're marked by just gratefulness. They're just a thankful church.
我们知道很多人对这个教会都是存了一个非常感恩的心灵。
One of the things I want to challenge you to do this week is just.When you pray this week, when you meet with the Lord this week, is just start this time, start your prayers with thankfulness. Like, start giving thanks. I know it's not always easy. I know it doesn't come naturally sometimes. But this week, when you, tonight, at mealtime, in the morning, tomorrow morning when you wake up, just go, wait, you know, before I start my list of things that I hope I'm asking for you, I'd give thanks, okay?
那我们这样的事情，在我们向神要求一的时候，不管他给我们什么，我们先给他一个感恩的心，感谢上帝。
This is the word of the Lord. Could we have the
这是上帝的话。
Could we have the worship team come on up and lead us in giving thanks?
Why don't we all stand for the last song?
So when we were picking out this song, or the set list, we had a hard time finding a good response song, but Hannah came up with this one. And I think it's perfect, just because I'll read you guys the second verse.You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. I think in our sense, we can think of 10,000 reasons and we can think of 10,000 more to be grateful to God. So as we sing this last song, why don't we just have the mindset of being joyful in everything that God has given us and being thankful for the things that he's given us. Let's sing.
Bless the Lord.